great. Thank you.
All right. Joined by Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca. POCD workshop or meeting last night. How did everything go, Katie?
I thought it went exceedingly well. We had public comments on our October 22nd draft, and ultimately the commission did approve the POCD, the Plan of Conservation Development, which is a requirement under our town charter as a precursor to the ultimate decision by the representative town meeting, which we will be hoping to obtain at their December 9th meeting. So we're thrilled that after 2 years of working on this plan that it has been so well received. As you know, we've come out with a draft in August and I think three other drafts since then, and had a lot of back and forth with the public and made revisions. And it's a very well received document, and it was a good meeting last night.
Would you say the revisions are tweaks, or were there major changes?
The primary change since the first draft we put out in August was to the implementation section, which is always, I think, the most important section, because no plan is any good if it's not going to be implemented. And the change that we made was creating categories for all of the action items that we had so that we could explain and the accountability of meeting those action items and have a way to have that be a more structured type of environment. So what I mean by that is we these three categories were the priority action items, the vision action items, and education action items. So the priority action items are things like making updates to the sign regulations and lighting regulations. That's something that I am directly accountable for. That's a checklist type of thing that will be done, and each department has their list there. The vision action items are things that are quote, ongoing. So things like promoting events in the downtown, we think that's good for land use, good for the town. But we're not going to say, well, did you have 4 events or 5 events or 10 events, whatever it was. We just want to make that clear that that should be something that is promoted. And conversely, with education, that's an ongoing action item that we'll be looking at each and every year. So I think just making those updates and using examples within the implementation chapter so that people understand what we're talking about and explaining the accountability and how that all works was the primary change in the draft.
You had mentioned that every couple of years it's going to be reviewed instead of every 10 years. Is that also going to be part of the plan?
Yes, there's several innovations, if you will, that are in the plan, and that's, I think, the biggest one is that instead of every 10 years going back to the RTM, we want to go every 2 years. So part of the accountability that I was just referring to is on an annual basis having a check-in with the RTM, and then every 2 years making that a much more formal process similar to what we're doing right now. The idea behind that is that so much changes, and 10 years is a long stretch of time. We want to make sure that we're still on, on par with where we want to be as a community. Interestingly, that was one of the comments we received last night, that although it's understood why we are doing it and where the value is in that, the benefit of doing this every 10 years is that you can step back and take a more broader look and approach to the plan. And also, of course, as we know, it's a heck of a lot of work to make one of these plans. But that's kind of the point too, that it will be less of a significant undertaking if we do this kind of review more regularly.
All right, Katie, you speak to me as you're heading up to Hartford. What's that all about concerning the POCD?
Well, our consultant, who has been absolutely terrific, Fitzgerald and Halliday. They are the ones that are helping us with the layout of the plan. I have all of the revisions that were presented last night. Those are minor, as you say, grammatical type of things, word changes, picture changes, that kind of thing. And also those types of changes from the commission. And in addition to the comments that we've received over email the last couple weeks. So I'm going to be sitting with them today, making all of those revisions, with the idea being that I can make the November 15th deadline to get the plan to the town clerk so that we can have this heard by the RTM on December 9th.
Okay, and will you be meeting with the with RTM committees, members, and things like that in advance of the December meeting?
We have been meeting with districts and members of the RTM and committees. We've been doing that over the last couple months already. And yes, I would like to do that if they're willing to meet with me prior to the official committee meetings, just so that we can head off any issues, you know, in smaller groups and have the time to be able to explain and discuss with, you know, with whatever the issue is. I think, you know, we've got a plan of this magnitude and of this size. It's very difficult in a packed meeting to be able to have a good back and forth on what can be very significant issues. So I would like to have smaller group meetings if people would, you know, agree to that.
Now, one of the interesting things is that it sounds like they'll listen to it and look at it in December, maybe approve it early next year, but that's going to be a new RTM. So there's a transition period there. Is that going to create any challenges?
That's an interesting point that was raised last night by Peter Byrd, the chairman of the Land Use Committee, and his feeling is that we should wait to go to the RTM next year when there will be the new committee. If the RTM decides to do that, then so be it. But at this stage, we need to move forward and get the plan before the RTM. Now, there's 57 new members out of the 230 board, so about 24%. And, you know, a couple of points on that is that, number one, you know, the RTM, just their charge is they are representative. They represent the community at large, and this plan was written by the community at large. So whether it's, you know, person A or person B representing the district, you're representing the voice of that district, and that voice has not changed. That's number one. And number two, this point was raised last night, and I think it's a very good one, is that we've been working so closely with the community and with the RTM over the last few years that if I were a member that were leaving the RTM, I would want to vote on this plan as my legacy and, you know, and to be able to finish something that I've been working on for the last 2 years. So I think that would be a nice thing for the outgoing members. But, of course, the RTM will correctly so do with the plan as they so choose and as the charter dictates. So we'll see what happens in December.
All right, Grady, I don't have any other questions. Anything else that you want to add?
I do want to just say that this has been an incredibly wonderful experience, just in that one of the things that I think is the best part about Greenwich is that the people are just so resourceful and so intelligent and so respectful of each other and each other's ideas. And to just do a community plan like this together with a community like Greenwich is an extremely rewarding experience for me. And really, it's just been a great thing to do. And, you know, we'll see how it goes in December, but I'm very proud of this plan and proud of what the community has been able to accomplish. So I would just say thank you so much to everybody for getting involved and for staying involved.
Okay, great, Katie, and I thank you for your time. Thanks very much, and safe travels.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.